All right, Paul, you had a chance to see your group for the first time on Friday. What did you like about what you saw?
I think that the ideas that we had talked about this summer that were implemented from the start of the camp, there was quite a few of them that were in the game. And so I think that they've had a useful start to their training camp. As far as individual goes, it's going to be tough. You know, there's not enough games here to make a really qualified decision on some of these guys. So these games, game like tonight, is just really important. We get through this back-to-back. We've got two left, and we'll dress fairly close to the team in the last two games.
For some guys, it's sort of like a last call, right?
It's the last chance to leave that impression that'll either get you possibly into that block of the last two or, you know, leave here with a positive thought so that when you do get your chance to come up, or at least they still will have to go to the Moose and they'll have to perform well regardless of what they've done early in camp. But it's an important time. There's just a lot of bodies there competing for not nearly enough jobs for them all to be satisfied.
You have two guys playing their fourth consecutive games, and Josh Morrissey and Brandon Tanev.
Yeah.
I assume that's a good sign, but what can you say about the job they've done to date?
Only what I've been told, and they've both, Brandon would have left right where he went off. I think he made a real strong impression in his games. And Josh has made the improvement that you would hope a young defenseman makes through his year pro. We're going to play him, and we may even see him on his offside. It's a position that he played for a couple of years in junior, and we've liked what we've seen.
Lots of eyes on Patrick Laine, obviously, on Friday. He admitted he was a bit nervous.
That's just such a good thing, right, to admit that?
No,
but it's refreshing. And like the candor that... And I like the fact that he would come to an NHL rink and be nervous in his first exhibition game. And I'm not going to comment a whole lot about the game for him or anybody because I don't think it particularly matters that much, you know, in an exhibition game, your first one. All I know is every time this kid goes down the ice and it's on his stick, you feel like there's a chance it can go in. I just haven't seen anybody shoot a puck like that for a very long time. He's much better defensively aware than the vast majority of players his age. And I think it's just... No, because we'd seen it, watched them, and this is a horrible stereotype, but it's a positive one. Most Finnish players, they come through that system, are well-schooled defensively. They come out of their programs with a good understanding of the defensive game.
You've seen it a lot before, like you said, different places, but when you see him unload a couple one-timers like you did from up top, your eyes kind of light up about the possibilities.
It's a talent that not a lot of people have, and he gets it off on the one-timer, but the quick wrister, the snapper, he dials that thing in, and it's just a great asset. It's a talent that, you know, Blake Wheeler skates faster than most people. This guy shoots differently than most people.
You know, you look in the summer about who to play him with, and that you'll get your first chance with Brian Little. What do you think, again, you have to see it, but what do you think would make them a good pair, per se?
There's a skill level at center that can move the puck around, and then veteran experience, really, the two things. Brian's a very competitive man on the ice, shift to shift. He's going into last year and to his injury was our strongest center and in the defensive zone. So that's a good veteran player for a young skill player to play with.
First chance to see Pavlik. Do you want to see your guys full games in the next stretch, or how do you
full games?
Yeah.
I'm giving you nothing on that one for another week. I appreciate it. Well, it's kindly presented.
Can you update us on the injured guys?
Yeah, we expect the four players skated this morning on an IR: Myers, Perreault, Peluso, and Olsen skated this morning. I think they're all ready to play. I'm not sure if they're all going in tomorrow because Anthony hasn't skated in a while with his injury, but they're all kind of cleared for full contact, which means we'll see two or three of them very probably in the game tomorrow night. Nothing's changed on
Brendan
or Sean Thias. Yeah, they're at week to week.